This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, and welcome to episode 66 of bookcareers.com live. We're still on lockdown here, and we're talking today to Fran Roberts, the marketing manager of Reaction Books. Fran has just started at Reaction Books within the last few weeks, and she started working remotely. Previously, she worked for the London Book Fair and was on the SYP committee. Hello, Fran. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Thank you. Can I ask you, because just before you started at Reaction, you were working at the London Book Fair. That must have been a surreal experience, moving on from a job in such circumstances.
It definitely was. It was very surreal. I think what made it more surreal is I actually came off holiday right before London Book Fair, and walked in to discover that Book Fair had been cancelled, which was such a shame at the time, but the right decision to be made. And then I moved straight into Reaction Books. So it was a bit surreal. It was a bit go, go, go. And there was really no stopping. So it took a little while just to adjust to the new ways of working, definitely.
Okay. Tell us about Reaction. What was anything put in place before you started so you could work from home? Was it understood that you'd be working from home when you started?
So I started the week before lockdown. I did go into the office for three of those days, but that was just to pick up my handover notes and sign into all of the systems and really get started. They had everything in place to work remotely because they have staff that work remotely anyway. So it was very straightforward to kind of step into that zone and really kind of work from the ground up.
Okay. What was your first day like working from home? What happened? Was there meetings? Did you know what work you had to do? Were you having any problems with the systems that had been set up?
So thankfully, I had no problems with the systems. We've set up a group WhatsApp, which means we check in with each other every morning and get going on any of the questions of the day and the tasks of the day. And then we have kind of check-ins in the afternoon again, just to see how people are doing. And it's a welfare thing as well as a work thing. You know, it's making sure that people are surviving lockdown.
Okay. Do you feel any of your job or your tasks have been mapped out for you differently than if you were in-house? You know, aside from the WhatsApp group, has there been any other check in and check out times?
I would say so, yeah. I think there is a different attitude to working from home. I think it's very easy to fall into the traps of kind of working odd hours and things like that. So there's a certain amount of self-discipline there, and there's a certain amount that comes down from the higher ups to make sure that you're not working odd hours and things like that. They're very caring in that respect. We do have a weekly meeting every Thursday where we check in on Zoom. And I know that there are other meetings going on that I'm not needed for. But my job itself has definitely moved online a lot more. And we're having to adapt very quickly to that. So there's a lot of conversation going on throughout the day.
Okay. Because one, you said that they're putting in things in place to make sure you're not working odd hours. Could I ask what those things are that are in place?
So it's just, you know, email reminders to say it's the Easter weekend this weekend, and yes, make sure you're not, you know, logging on. I saw someone on Twitter earlier today saying their boss just emailed them to say, what are you doing working? Because they hadn't remembered that it was Easter.
Yes.
So it was, it's just checking in like that and just saying, you know, make sure you're working your hours and not every hour under the sun, because that's not how it works. It's business as normal. So,
and that's really good and really positive to hear, especially because at the moment, like you say, we're all losing track of the days, and it actually puts things in a different perspective, because usually when companies have remote workers, it's almost this a suspicion as how do they know you're actually working. Have they put any, because you're on a new job and effectively on probation in a new job, have they put in any markers to know, so that you know that you're doing a good job?
That's a slightly sort of complicated question to answer, because the job itself has a lot of freedom to it. So I'm able to define my job, which means I have a lot of freedom to figure out what I want to do with this. So what I've been doing is I've been kind of creating reports and things like that that work remotely as well as in-house, and delivering those and creating new measurables according to working from home parameters, if that makes sense. So
it does.
I think the key thing with Reaction Books is there's a lot of trust there. It's they trust their employees that you're getting up and you are working. They trust their employees that they will ask the question if they're struggling. You know, it's a very kind of trusting environment, and that encourages a better working environment, I believe.
It does, and I imagine in your role it gives you much more freedom in your creativity to succeed in the role within which you've been entrusted.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Going forward, do you have any tips for anyone, either an employer or an employee in a similar situation, or anything else you'd like to add to this about starting a new job when you're remote?
I think it's becoming a bit of a cliche now because everyone is recommending it, but I do recommend a routine. We have the group WhatsApp, and when we log on for the day, we chat to each other. When we're logging off, it's a good night. It's you know, it's creating those working hours within your environment. It's very easy to get up and just think, oh, I'll log on a bit early, or I'll do an extra hour when I finish. And that's all well and good, but it's not creating an environment that you can go back to when lockdown has finished. In terms of what I would recommend to employers, I think there has to be a trust environment there. I think you have to understand that your employees are probably battling childcare, pets as well. I know a lot of people have dogs that like to get involved in Zoom calls and things like that. So, you know, there has to be a trust that each person is doing the work that is required of them.
Okay. And anything for somebody who's starting a job like this? Because the fear, you know, and I know from the people that I've coached when they're going into a new job, that fear is bad enough. And I'm imagining that the fear of that within working remotely can actually amplify somewhat as well.
Definitely. I mean, I have to admit, I'm not someone that likes change very much. And there's been a lot of change in the last few weeks, both, you know, in my career and externally. It's been a bit of a roller coaster, really. But I think the key is communication. You know, don't be afraid to ask those questions, even though you're asking them over email or WhatsApp or Zoom, they're still valid questions. So keep those communication lines as open as you possibly can. It's difficult when you're not in the same office and you can't just pop over to someone's desk to ask, but people are still there and they're still working in much the same way as you're still there and still working. So, you know, have faith in your ability and don't be afraid to pipe up if you feel there is something that you don't know. And I would recommend that both in lockdown and out of lockdown. So
that's really helpful. Could I just add something in there? Is there something that's uniquely changed in the way that you're acting as a marketing manager in lockdown, when really you can't have any outside events and everything's online, compared to how you would have approached this job if everything was normal?
Absolutely. There's so much that has changed. We have a book coming out that in May, and we're having to do everything online for it, including a launch. So we're going to be doing a Facebook Live launch, which is something that I never contemplated before. So it's a bit of an adventure. I think you have to learn to adapt very quickly to an online environment. It's a different world out there. It's people react differently to things, and it's key to kind of understand how your audience functions online and where they are, because they're not coming to a bookshop. They're on six different social channels, and how do you approach them? So I think one thing that I've actually done is started an online course in social media marketing to refresh my understanding of social media, but also to enhance what I'm doing.
That's very, very sensible, I must say, very sensible. Just to thank you for your time. If anybody wants to reach out to Fran, she can be found on Twitter, a fantastic Twitter name of Catwoman Fran. And if anybody wants to reach out to me, as usual, if there's something going on at work that you wish to discuss, you know where I am, Suzanne@bookcareers.com. And don't forget, if you're unemployed, to check out the Book Careers Job Club initiative.
Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers, or on Twitter @BookCareers, or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.